Hello, beautiful ladies. Karen here, and welcome to our Thursday live video on Facebook over 40 Fit and Lean. Today, we're going to talk about refeeds. So, what exactly is a refeed? So, I first want to say that cheats and refeeds are two very different things, okay? So, in our world of bodybuilding, physique building, figure, when we do competitions, we've been using these for quite some time. The challenge was when mainstream got a hold of it, they started to kind of bastardize it. And it has become a trendy, cool thing. But most people aren't doing it properly. And a lot of times, they looked at us competitors that were standing on stage at 12, 14, 16% body fat with all this shape and all this muscle, and they went, "Oh, you're doing cheats, you're doing refeeds. That's what we need to do to get in awesome shape." And it's really not used for that end in mind. If you guys can hear me, somebody put in the comment that you can hear me. I have my microphone, which I haven't used for a while, but I'm using it today because it gives better sound on Facebook Live. So somebody just give me a thumbs up or a kiss or something like that. Maybe I'm not even on live. It says I am. I don't know. It says three viewers. Can you guys hear me? Can somebody just punch in the comments? Yes, no, or you're out to lunch? Okay, thanks, Natalia. Phew. Okay. So here's the rules around refeeds and cheats. Refeeds are a step up from cheat meals. Okay, so again, cheat meals was something that everybody saw competitors doing, eating our faces off, and thinking, "Holy crap, look how lean you are, look how shapely you are. I'm going to initiate a cheat as well." Cheat is just time off the clock. And so a lot of people will use them interchangeably, and that's fine, but it really depends on its application and what the outcome that you want is. So a cheat in most people's view is just going out on Friday night, having chicken wings and a beer or whatever. And that's fine. But most people are using cheats too liberally, and they kind of use it just as a way to eat off plan. And so it's not really a cheat. A cheat is really where you've been diligent and consistent for a while. And then the cheat comes in just to give you a breather, right? Because when we go into show, it is strict. It's strict food. It's a very extreme sport, guys, and it's not meant for everyday living. It's just not. So the cheat is just like I say, it's time off the clock, and it's where you just get to have a break from eating super clean, and you might want to have some ice cream, you might want to have some wine or whatever. A refeed, in the way that I was taught and the way I apply it to myself and my clients, is a refeed is a way to keep your metabolism strong. And so when we are in a weight loss or dieting loop, which a lot of people are in for a long time, some women have been doing it for years, even decades, right? What happens is the biochemistry and the hormonal profiles kind of get messed up. It's always fixable though. It really is fixable. So don't ever think, there was a thing years ago, "My metabolism is broken." No, it's not. No, it's not. Even with people that have serious eating issues like anorexia or bulimia, they can get their metabolism and their bodies back as well, but they do need professional care for that. So I'm speaking to the average lifestyle woman who is training in the gym. Now, with a refeed, there are certain parameters that must be in place. Number one, it's usually not for dieters or people wanting to lose weight because we need to stabilize their metabolism first. And what that means is we need the four food factors. We need the number of meals, timings, portions, and macros in place. This is where some women get freaked out because a lot of times they're going to be eating more and they're actually going to be seeing a gain in weight. And that's okay because it doesn't necessarily mean body fat. That's why, guys, I'm always talking. You need to measure body fat, not scale weight. You need both because you need the scale weight to put into the machine to measure body fat. But body fat is a bigger indicator of the health of your body and whether you're losing body fat or whether you're losing the lean adipose tissue, your muscle, which you don't want to lose, right? Especially as we age, because father time is ripping it off. And so we always have to focus on weight training to keep the muscle on our body, and it's very area specific. You don't keep the muscle on your arms and your chest and your back and your shoulders when your only exercise is walking or hiking. So that's why concentrated weight training that hits all nine muscle groups with a certain level of consistency, intensity, and volume, which translates into sets and reps and weight, has to be applied. We'll talk about that at another time. So with a refeed, you can't be in a diet or in a calorie cut, because a refeed is required in order to bring your leptin levels up. So we have leptin and ghrelin, which are the satiety and hunger hormones, right? So that's what's working in our body to tell us when we're hungry and when we're full. Now, if you've been dieting for a long time, guys, those are going to be out of whack. And we need to bring them back. Again, that's why strategy and structure in your number of meals, timings, portions, and macros matters. So every woman that comes in to work with us, we do an individualized food plan based on where they're at, where they want to go. And we look at the macronutrients, we look at their training, we look at their history, and then we build it so that we can build strategy and structure so your metabolism can be coaxed out of hiding or stop lowering itself, which it's used to doing with all the calorie cuts. So you have to be in a place of homeostasis or balance or static in your food, guys. So you need consistency in that first. You also need to be weight training. This is not for cardio. This is not a weight loss. It doesn't work as effectively. It's not for even necessarily triathletes. The reason for that is you are using your weight training to flush the glycogen out of your muscles, okay? So you're pumping, and as you're pumping, that's what you're doing. You're using up the food in there, the energy, the glucose, the glycogen, which is in muscles and organs, which is glucose, which is carbohydrates. That's why you got to eat your carbs, guys, okay? Another talk, okay? We're gonna bash keto, we're gonna bash low carbing, but we'll do that another day. And so what you're doing is you're drawing it out of the body. And that's why we must be eating if we're weight training in order to see any shape and tone and definition. But when we are doing a refeed, it is when we have done weight training for a certain amount of days and we are consistent in our food. And what that means is we are slightly under eating. So we need to know our maintenance level, which again is what I work with women, is figuring out where their maintenance level is. And it can change according to your experience, according to the month. I mean, it's always fluctuating, right? But once we find where you kind of sit, is it 1300, is it 1700 calories, then we eat slightly below. And then we're training. And then what happens is, and this is again, when we're trying to lose a few LBs, but we're trying to do it to keep the metabolism strong. Because if you continue to try to cut calories and you're not giving them a refeed, then what's happening is you're going to lower your leptin. And when that happens, the body stops releasing fat because it goes, whoa. Okay, we've been at this too long. We don't like it. We're all about survival. So we're going to stop releasing the fat because the leptin levels have gone too low. So again, it's a survival thing. And if you don't then introduce a refeed or the proper food, then you're going to start cannibalizing your muscles, your adipose tissue, right? Because it needs fuel. The last place the body wants to go to is fat. But so it doesn't want to get the fat off the body. And the more you diet, the more you calorie cut, the more the body gets the message, hang on to the fat, hang on to the fat, hang on to the fat, boy, she's doing it again. Oh my God, she's doing it again. We're going to release the muscle. So this is why sometimes your efforts, when you're 40, 50, 60 years old and you've had years of dieting, it's like you're swimming upstream. It's because you're teaching your body to hold on to the fat. So we have to reparent it in a different way. So when we introduce a refeed, what we did when I was heading into show was I would have three, I could maybe stretch it to 4 days where I was slightly under, and it has to be clean eating, and you can't even have a cheat like a cookie or an ice cream or a glass of wine. Because what it does is it throws you out of that intensity where you're drawing all of the food out of your system. And what happens is your metabolism starts to slip. It's like, uh-oh, oh dear, this isn't good. It's going to start to soften and slip right at that moment. is when you have a meal. And that meal is not just a bowl of ice cream. You have everything. And I showed a picture of mine. It's a big burger with all the fixings and the bun. And I would have salad. I would have a glass of wine. I would have chocolate cake for dessert. I wouldn't do fried foods. This wasn't I'm going into show because it was just too much on my body because I was eating so clean. And when I ate fried food, it would almost. And most competitors are like that. But I could go 3 days eating strict and slightly in deficit because I learned what deficit was. And then all of a sudden, when the fires of the metabolism are starting to soften, you put the food in and it wakes it up and it goes, whoo, whoa, that was a lot of food. Thank you very much. It goes into your body, it refreshes your body, your muscles go full again. You see it in the mirror. All of a sudden you're and for us competitors we're really lean, but you're veiny and you've got muscle and everything's popping. We call it popping. So you're either flattening when you're just like, oh, I gotta have a refeed, my hunger's going out of control. I'm losing strength in the gym. This is all the biofeedback. I'm losing my strength in the gym in this workout, not for too many workouts, because then you're just gonna be dampening it too much. This is a hard workout. I'm getting through. You look in the mirror, and this is where people say, I'm flat. That is when you don't have enough carbohydrates in your body. And that is when we apply a refeed and the body whoosh, soaks it up. Then what happens is, and this is the beauty part, we call it the whoosh. The beauty part is the body goes, holy crap, this is way too much food. This is like a lot. Thank you very much. I'm grateful. We gotta start dropping body fat again. And that's the beauty of a refeed. We have to look at digestion, we look at elimination, we look at hydration levels, thirst levels, we look at what your sleep is like, how you're training, how you look in the mirror, and where your strength is. This is all the biofeedback where, again, you really need to work with a coach like this to know, and they need to know how to do this. And for me, my sweet spot was after 3 days. Sometimes I could stretch it into four if I had a day off from training, but I knew when everything was like crashing down and I could feel it, and it's like, okay, this is my refeed day. Now, what I do is I can apply a refeed once a week because I'm not as stringent, but I want to keep my metabolism strong at my age, and I want to keep my body continually knowing how to burn fat. So that when I go into a refeed, because I'm strict during the day, and some of you guys see my Friday meals because I'm always posting them on Facebook. I'm sure people think I eat like that all the time. I don't. It's my Friday, it's my flex meal or free meal or whatever. Some people don't even like the name cheat meal. I don't care, guys. Whatever. Some people call it a cheat, that's fine. Okay, I'm not cheating on anything. It's just a word. It's just like from 30 years ago in bodybuilding. It's just semantics. And so your body, then your metabolism bursts up, it gets hot again. And when it's hot, it's going to burn that fire, right? It's kind of like the embers, like, you know, they start to slow down on a fire, and then you throw a whole bunch of kindling on there and it goes whoosh. That's your metabolism after a refeed. Now, a refeed, again, needs to be monitored. You need to be able to have somebody to read your biofeedback. And after time, I was in show for a 30-year span. So I know how my body works and I can apply it to myself now. And I also have the objectivity of self. A lot of people don't. And it's not just hunger cues. But the other thing is, oh, thanks, Natalia. And the other thing is, again, you got to be weight training. You can't be dieting. You can't have little cheats along the way because you have to be strict. But this is a really nice way to live. And what I say to my women, I have my mastery women, then I have my VIP elite women who are like really at the highest level of training. And they're in their 40s and 50s, and it's only by selection because I only take a few women in because I have to make sure they have the work ethic and that they're really committed to the process. And so you can put in a refeed at a certain day, and that's a really nice way to live long term. So my mastery program is called Live Lean for Life, and there's six different ways to do it. One of them is with the refeed. And I do this a lot with women, but I apply it to myself where I'm leaner in my food during the week and I'm training. And for me, I've got my body on a schedule where once a week I'm like, let's go for it, man. Let's go for it. And again, you want your protein in there. You want your carbohydrates. It's not a time to skimp whatsoever, because the more you're putting all the sauces and the butters in your potato and all that stuff, the more your metabolism is soaking it up because it needs it and your body needs it. And then it goes, whoo, I am hot. And now the leptin levels have gone up. Now we can go back to fat loss. And so it's kind of like you're losing weight, and then it kind of like levels out when you need a refeed, and then you lose weight again, but you go a little bit more. And so that is how it works with weight loss. For me, I sustain my weight by doing it once a week, and I can sustain at I don't know what I'm at, 20%, 19% body fat. The other thing is, if you're not low in body fat, it won't work either. If you're carrying a lot of excess weight, it's not a tool. That is where you need to go into calorie deficit. You need to work your body with weights to change your biochemistry, to teach your body how to partition food, meaning it goes into muscle repair instead of putting fat onto the body, which a lot of times that's just what it's gotten used to. So again, we're reparenting your metabolism and your biochemistry, how to act differently. And you need to get the weight off. And I always say you need to be between 20 and 25% body fat in order for a refeed to do its job. But I use it as a lifestyle and I love it. Now, here's the deal. There's two kinds of people in the world. There are people that would rather have a little treat every day, have a cookie, have a glass of wine or whatever every day. I call that mini cheats. And then there are some women that would prefer to hold tight and do a refeed. And for a lot of my women, we move it so that it's once a week. And it's a beautiful way to live, but it depends on the personality type. That's the most important. And I have some women who are fine with having a little bit throughout the week and they don't throw themselves off. And then it's just like mini cheats. And other women are like, hell no, I like the idea of, and I like being really strict with myself for 5 days or 6 days. And then I get to have a glorious meal because I want to have date night with my husband on Friday or whatever it happens to be. You can even put it around birthday times and holiday times and things like that. So must be consistent in your eating. I'm just reading my notes here. So you must not be a chronic dieter. You've got to get rid of the dieting and just get back to maintenance. You can't be above 25% body fat. You can, but I just find it doesn't work as well. You need to be weight training consistently 4 to 5 times a week. And it needs to be at a certain level where you're actually doing it. So we don't do 5 pound dumbbells. Okay, some women do 5 pound dumbbells. That's fine. But I'm working with women who are pushing it a little bit more. So we're moderate to above average, right? Must be consistent in your eating always. Must not have any cheats throughout the week. And if you do, then you're just doing mini cheats, and that's another whole thing. You must read your biofeedback again, digestion, elimination. Even your sweating, your hydration, if you're thirsty, your sleep, and how you're feeling in the gym, your energy, and looking at your body. So, coming to know all of this. And then what happens is, again, the body, if you're doing this consistently, which I highly recommend, your body gets into the groove and it actually comes to know and it can tolerate, oh, I'm sucking it in Monday through Thursday. Or Monday through Saturday, Sunday's my day, and that's when I get to eat all I want. And your metabolism stokes up, leptin goes up again, and the body goes back into appropriate fat burning mode. Because you guys know, if you're always dieting, if you're always bringing it down, your body starts to dampen its metabolic fires, okay? And it doesn't like it. And that's why chronic dieters, and I'm not saying one diet after another, I'm just saying if you've done it for 10 or 20 years, the body remembers. And we have to reparent it. And then the metabolism starts to soften, and the body stops losing body fat because it's dangerous. It doesn't like it. So then, when you resume eating again, this is where some women say, oh my God, eating 100 calories, it acts like 300 now. I can't even eat anything anymore. It's because your set point has risen because you pushed down your metabolism over time, and the body remembers. So we have to reconfigure it out of that. And this is really freaky for some women because they have to learn to eat. They have to eat their carbs. And they might even see the scale go up a bit. A lot of that's just holding water because when you drop carbs, you're dropping water. It's usually not a lot of body fat, it's more water than body fat. And it freaks some women out if they're scale watchers, because they're like, holy shit, this doesn't work. And they go back into the calorie cuts, go back into the cardio, all the things that don't work, especially as aging women. So I hope that makes sense. Does anybody have any questions? I don't even know. I don't see any questions. Anybody got any questions? What it says I only have one viewer. Thank you, Natalia. I just want to make sure, because I am using my new microphone and I want to make sure that this is getting out to you guys. And I have comments on. Yes, I do. Okie dokie. Cross post to more pages. Oh, I didn't know I could do that. See, I'm learning all this stuff, man. I've had my head down, just trying to get through spring. Okay, so I hope that was helpful in helping you guys understand what refeeds really are. What do you recommend for analyzing body fat composition? A machine, always. And there's so many different ones out there. And so in the Mastery Program, I have a handheld one. It's an Omron handheld. There's a stand-on. I also have a Taylor stand-on scale as well. Some people can go to the gym and get it measured as well. I don't like calipers. And the only reason I don't like calipers is because you have to do the pinch factor on five or six parts of the body. And everybody's pinch factor and tolerance for pinch as the trainer or the coach doing it, right, as you're pinching, is not consistent. So if you go to this guy and he pinches you, and then you go to this guy 12 weeks later to find out and he pinches you, it's just different people doing it. And we can't pinch ourselves. Well, we can pinch ourselves, but it's tough. But calipers is the old school way. And when people know how to do it and they've been doing it a long time, that's what I would use. But I find just having the handheld or the stand-on where you can, you don't feel it, but it measures the muscle water fat ratios, and you can see where your body fat is. I do both. I have a stand-on and a handheld, and they're about 2% out. I don't really care. I mean, all you want to see is at a consistent place. And sometimes I'm at 20%, and on the stand-on I'm at 22%. But again, you just want to see the consistency in it. So whatever you start with, finish with the same device. I've been using it for 30 years, and I still, when I train clients in my gym, I still have them coming to the gym, and we still use the same one. And again, there's just consistency in the measuring tool that you use. We want to talk body fat and not body weight, because we can have a woman at 150 pounds and she's at 35% body fat, a woman at 150 pounds and she's at 22% body fat, a very different body. The 22% is smaller and tighter and shapelier. I'm still weighing the same. My body's totally different in shape. So I hope that maybe I won my $1 million. Nope, didn't win $1 million. I hope that helps, guys. So again, a refeed is a very specific tool, and it's a lovely way to live. It's not for everybody. You have to have your body at a certain place. You have to be compliant with your food and been there for a long time. And I prefer it over little cheats throughout the day, but some people prefer that as a way to live too. But both require consistency and discipline in order to apply them. And it keeps your metabolism strong. Okay, you guys, thanks for listening. Thanks, Natalia. Ciao.